Okay. Good evening. This is...
I don't know how long.
Excuse me. The people who are not...
I've got to get off the phone.
Yeah, you got to get off.
I'm using stuff up, Paul.
Okay, so this is the WPI Local Station Board Local Finance Committee meeting. My name is R. Paul Martin. I'm the LSB treasurer and the chair of this meeting.
No, but they had probably get a quorum.
Okay, there are people talking, and we need to have some order here, please. Okay, and so we believe we have a quorum, and so we are starting this meeting. And so the first thing we are required to do is adopt an agenda. And I move that we adopt the following agenda. 1, call to order 7 p.m. 2, approval of agenda, 20 minutes. 3, identify timekeeper, 2 minutes. 4, excused absences, 5 minutes. 5, minutes approval, 10 minutes. 6, treasurer's report, 15 minutes. 7, general manager's report on WBII's finances, 30 minutes. 8, set next meeting date, 5 minutes. 9, new business, 10, adjourn no later than 9:30 p.m. Okay, that is the motion on the floor. Is there any debate on that motion or any questions on it or anything else or amendments or anything? Hearing none, is there any objection to adopting that agenda as read? Hearing none, it's passed without objection. Okay. The next thing we do is we identify the timekeeper. And who would like to do that?
They've been fed.
I suppose I could, but I'd rather someone else did.
They've been fed.
All right. Jeffrey, are you here? Jeffrey Stern, you're
the dad. Yes, yeah. I'm here. I'll do it.
Okay. So Jeffrey Stern.
Bruce
Grimes. Okay, folks, please hold on. Okay, so Jeffrey Stern's doing it, and right now let's do the official, very official, super official roll call vote, and we're going to go over everybody again. Please answer up when you hear your name. Jack DePalma.
Present.
Jim Dingman. Bruce Grief.
Here.
Noel Jameson,
here.
R. Paul Martin, here. Carolyn McIntyre. Daryl McPherson. Allie Murphy.
Here.
Berthold Reimers.
Here.
Serene Roberts.
Did you hear me?
I heard you, Berthold.
Okay.
Serene Roberts. James Sagerton.
Here.
Jeffrey Stern.
Here.
Neil Voss.
Here.
Michael D.D. White. M.K. Williams.
Here.
Okay, that's 10, and we certainly have a quorum now. Okay, the next item on the agenda is excused absences. And we have a couple. And people will have seen that, who is it? Carolyn McIntyre and Michael D.D. White wrote in to say that they will not be able to attend this. They have asked for an excused absence. So I move that we excuse the absences of Carolyn McIntyre and Michael D.D. White. So that's the motion on the floor to excuse the absences of Carolyn McIntyre and Michael D.D. White. Any debate on that?
Point of inquiry?
Yeah.
Did they give specific reasons?
Yes. Well, they said they're away. They are away and unable to attend the meeting. Okay. Anything else? Any other debate or anything on excusing Carolyn McIntyre and Michael D.D. White? Is there any objection to excusing Carolyn McIntyre and Michael D.D. White? Hearing none, that motion passes. Okay, next is minutes approval. And M.K. Williams, you have the floor.
Okay. Yeah, I sent minutes a week ago. I thought a week is good enough time for y'all to get it and read through it. So I move that we accept the minutes from the last meeting, which was, let me get my calendar.
June 21st.
So moved. Are there any objections to accepting the minutes that I sent?
Actually, I do that. So hold on a second. I got to... I got a better keyboard this time, but I still have to... Oh, man. But I still have to move things around, and it's... Okay, one second. I'm doing two things at once with the same fingers. Okay, so the motion is to approve the minutes. Is there any debate or questions regarding that motion to approve the minutes? Hearing none, is there any objection to approving the minutes of the last, of the June 21st meeting of this August body? Hearing none, we do that. And Madam Secretary, could I request that when you post it, you take out the word draft when you post them, because once we approve them, they're not draft anymore.
I change them after they're approved.
Okay,
so
good.
I can distinguish them in my computer. I write draft.
Okay. Let's see. The next item is the treasurer's report. I will give that momentarily as soon as and we'll get to that. Why do they do it that way? Okay, one second, and there we go now. All right, so, and now I'm tangled up in cables. One second, please, people. All right. Is it here? Okay. At the June 27th NFC meeting, John Almella, who is the Pacifica's Director of Engineering and Compliance, detailed problems that Pacifica's been having with the Great Plains accounting software and how those problems have been resolved. As a result of this resolution, monthly income statements should be getting issued again. The executive director said that preparations for the FY22 audit were on a scale of 0 to 10 at about 8.5 to 9. She said that the audit was ready to begin, but Pacifica didn't have the money to pay for it. She said that she was in touch with the auditors about all of this. The executive director said that Pacifica's accounts payable were about $2.3 million, not counting central services fees that are in arrears. The executive director said that a substantial amount of Pacifica's consolidated accounts payable was interest payments. She said that there were large payables to vendors on the order of $67,000 to $97,000 that are multiple years old, and there were also legal bills. The executive director wants to consolidate all of the bank accounts in Pacifica into one bank. Every division would still have its own bank account, and this arrangement would allow for checks and balances, which would allow the national office to know what the bills were at all stations and other divisions. the executive director said that Pacifica was two quarterly payments behind on the FJC loan payments and 3 months behind on the monthly economic injury disaster loan, EIDL, interest payments. She said that the EIDL interest is $8,731 per month, and Pacifica owes EIDL about $31,000 in interest payments. There may be more national on-air fundraisers in the future to raise money to pay for things like health benefits arrears, the audit, and elections. It's possible that not everyone agrees that national on-air fundraising strategy is a good idea. All of the stations and divisions should have made their July 15th payroll. They had the money for it. It was set, she said. There are offers and counteroffers being made with regard to the sale of the KPFK building. And the NFC went into executive session on its last meeting on July 11th, and a report out from that executive session meeting is, quote, the NFC met an executive session to discuss contractual matters of a confidential nature, unquote. The next NFC meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, July 25th, 2023 at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. It will be held by teleconference. And before we go any further, I need to read a I need to ask if there's anybody here. I need to do a pro forma thing that we need to do. So 1 second while I do that and I bring it up over here. Okay. Okay. While attendance at any WBAI meeting is not required, any attendees at any WBAI meeting are not required to identify themselves. Anyone who wants to become a member of the committee must sign the sign-in sheet at 3 consecutive committee meetings in order to become a member. It is the policy of the WBAI local station board that for the local finance committee, that the sole criterion for establishing attendance at meetings to become a member of the local finance committee shall be the signing in on the official sign-in sheet for that meeting. For these electronic meetings, it is sufficient that the prospective member let the chair know their name and that they are present during the meeting. The PNB has passed a motion that says, quote, only those affiliated for voting purposes with a particular local station and only that local station may serve as voting members of a committee of that local station board. So I now am asking, is there anybody on this call right now who is not a member who would like to tell me their name so that they can be listed as wanting to become a member? To become a member, you have to attend 3 consecutive meetings of the committee. So is there anybody here who fits that, who wants to become a member?
I might want to become a member, so.
All right. Do we have one? Anybody else? Okay, I don't hear anybody else. So one person said they wanted to become a member at that point in time. Okay, so we're in the treasurer's report here. Anybody have any questions, comments, or whatever on the treasurer's report? If not,
Bertold,
go ahead.
I got comments. I love comments. So I was going to put that in my I put that in my report. However, concerning the national fund drive, I do not understand the statement about not understanding the value of the national fund drive. My comment is, I'm trying to be positive since I came from a seminar this past weekend. My comment is that we have to find different people and different ways of doing organizing national fund drives. And coming up with different premiums that might work instead of using the same one we've been using for 10 years. So I'd like to discuss that here because, You know, that's one of our major fund drives, ways of catching up, national office catching up and replenishing its treasure. And, you know, this idea of a national fund drive being dismissed summarily like that does not make any sense. It seems to me that those national fund drives have not really been organized properly with proper time to plan, and then there's always only been one premium, Voices That Change the World.
Okay.
I would really like a long, elaborated response and comment and opinion from our Paul on that and everyone else on this, because I'm trying to figure out if I am having too much hope on National Fund Drive or if it's something that's just not working anymore.
Well, you want my opinion on it? We can certainly do that stuff. We don't have tons and tons of options in terms of what we can do to raise money. However, we have the air, and that's a very important factor in raising money. So I would say that, yeah, it would be good if people would agree that we should do those damn things. I mean, it's not a thing of, oh, gee, you know, it would be good if we could do something else. It would be good if we could do something else. What? And if nobody has an answer to what, then, yeah, begging on the air is what we're capable of doing, and that's where we're going to get the most people listening to us. So, yeah, I think that we should do those things, national fundraisers, and try it, see what happens. By the way, pardon me. By the way, somebody, there is a facility here for pushing a button and having a hand go up, but if people could just tell me, say their name that they want to speak, we'll make a stack, okay? Is there anybody else? So Bertolt said something. Anybody else want to be on the stack for comments or questions or whatever?
James.
Who's that?
Matt.
James.
Matt.
And Sagerton. Anybody else?
Yes.
I was
the one who said James first, but it's okay.
We have Matt Mazza, James Sagerton. Anybody else?
Yeah, this is Ali. I have a question.
Okay.
Here.
Anybody else? Okay, we have three. Let's start with that. Matt Mazza, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I would suggest downstairs have a cafe. And what about having some sort of event? Now, then we could work it out with Verso, who is the tenant, it's a publishing company. They're dragging their heels a little bit on setting it up, but it looks like they're going to have some sort of cafe. And I remember we have had events down the packed. A tribute to Phil we did once, and it was packed. There was no seats. Something like that is a possible option for future. Of course, it would have to be open and running, and we would have to work something out with them. So that's just a suggestion.
Okay. Well, that's good for WBAI, but I think what Bertolt is bringing up is what I talked about of a national fundraiser for raising money for the audit, for health arrearages, and for the elections. So there's that too. Okay. You done, Matt?
Yes.
Okay, next, James Sagerton, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, I just wanted to let Bertolt know and everyone else on the committee know, who cares to know, that since the executive director first began here, I've been urging her consistently to hold national fund drives. Again, well-planned, new premiums, the prior executive director held a national fund drive. It was unsuccessful because it wasn't particularly well planned or executed. We've had a couple of national fund drives for the CIFCA archives, but again, they used the same premium they've been using for years. Wasn't too successful. So I agree with what Bertil is saying about new premiums. I agree with we need to have national fund drives. I agree with our Paul that we should lead with our strength, which is raising money on the air. That's what we do. That's what we invented.
I'm on the
phone. That's what we should do. And I, with all due respect to Matt, I appreciate the idea of events, but what we need right now is hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars. Events may raise a few hundred or a thousand, but they're very time consuming, very consuming of our management's time and effort, and they don't have great results. They're good to do at any time to build solidarity and camaraderie, et cetera, but not so great on raising the money. That's all. Thanks.
Okay, next person is Allie Murphy.
Yes, I have more than one question. I'm sorry, I thought it was just one. Is when you talk about national fund drive, you're talking about doing the same thing as when they do it for the archives, all the stations at the same time? That's what you call national fund drive? That's the first question. And the second question is, Paul, you were talking about, you gave three figures, but two of the first figures I didn't get. I know that you said that Pacifica, the foundation owned $31,000 on, I guess, one of the loans. What was the other two figures that you gave before the $31,000? Do you remember?
I don't have to remember. I'll look at it. Let's see. There was, okay, there are several here. The $31,000 is for the EIDL loan, because we're in arrears with that. EIDL is $8,731 a month. Pardon me. And we Pacifica owes between $67,000 and $97,000 to various vendors on old bills. And overall, Pacifica is about $2.3 million in accounts payable. So we owe people that much.
Okay.
I think those are the figures I gave.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And the other part of it is, well, what, the other part of it is National On Air fundraisers. They're sort of supposed to, but I think not all the stations want to participate in those. So it used to be years ago that they just said, okay, everybody, on this date, we're doing a national fundraiser, and all five stations did it simultaneously. Now, not so much, because some stations say, well, we're doing something else then. We'll do it on another date. Some stations have other things. So from what I'm hearing, not everybody at every station wants their station to participate in a national fundraiser. So right now, I don't know what they're going to do.
Okay. Thank you.
So can I make a technical correction or adjustment here? Yeah. So when
and James, for
that,
the sack after that, or Paul.
Okay.
Yeah, when you said that all the stations participated simultaneously, I think that's a misconception. All the stations collaborated
in a quarter mile turn
and
left.
Put together this thing, came up with different premiums, different things, and then they put something that was really well thought of with various premium, because it's coming from different regions, so WBI will get two different premiums that we are putting on our air that we've never heard before, and vice versa. So it was coordinated instead of just simultaneously. They coordinated. So, and when it's well planned like that, we used to make up to $100,000 per day, because you have five stations, you know, and some stations made a lot of money, some stations didn't make that much. But at the end, it was you know, it was a big chunk of money. So for 2 days, we could raise sometimes $200,000 and take care of some bills and some issues. So our poll, you know, it was just, you know, a little technical thing here I wanted to just add so that to explain that there were collaboration, a lot of collaboration. And that made a big difference.
Okay.
At least that's my opinion.
Okay, James Sackerton, go ahead. James, are you there?
Yes, thank you, Chair. On the issue of some stations carrying, some stations not, I know there's an opinion out there that fund drives need to be spontaneous and live, and that's the best way to raise money. However, we've got a situation where WBAI is doing daily fundraising. Sometimes national fund drives, when they're scheduled, they interfere with other stations' ongoing local fund drives. So I would hope that we could design fundraising that could be used not just once when it's live or when it's fresh and we can get some excitement going because it's happening live, but it can be played, you know, on Wednesday at one station, on Sunday at another station. It can be used again, not just once. Pieces of it can be used around the network. You know, we have difficulty getting premiums at WBAI, and I don't think it's just us. So it would be helpful if we had, like, a stock of these things that we could use periodically. That's all. Thank you.
Time.
Oh, time has been called. Okay. Time has been called. Is there anybody else who... Okay. Is there anybody else who wants to say anything, or is it okay if we move on to the next item here?
I have something.
Okay.
To say.
So then that will require that we have a motion to.
I just have one. It's like
to
one
extend.
Sentence.
Do you have a motion to extend it?
One sentence.
Hello? Is that. Well, give me time. I want numbers. Give me a number.
I just wanted to suggest that...
No. That's not how this works. This is an orderly place. Give me a number.
Can we extend 2 minutes?
2 minutes? Okay.
Please.
2 minutes. Is there any objection to extending the time on this item by 2 minutes? Hearing none, it's passed without objection. Go ahead.
Yes, Paul, I just wanted to point out that the way it works across the nation... It's never simultaneous, really, because what we would consider to be noon in New York City is probably 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. or 9 a.m. in Los Angeles or Berkeley or Houston. So the point about what I would say to what Bertel said and what James said was that to have an overlapping type of national and then pick, you know, one day a month. I don't know how to say this to you guys, but you got to design something that's network-wide and, as you say, regulated, many, many different colors in the palette of opportunity to fundraise with premiums that are well thought out and target different parts of the country, but also target the national, you know, bent on our radio station network, because it's a network thing. I believe that's the important thing to realize. So, and also earlier in the day, you get a different audiences, I might point out, in one place, maybe in a different place earlier in the day or later in the day, and a different audience in a different place in the nation. We live in a nation of four time zones, I believe, if not five. All right, thank you.
Okay, Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman, go ahead.
Yeah, I was thinking a very simple premium would be a nicely designed T-shirt and or hoodie. And the design could be changed every so often. And there you have a fresh premium all the time. And some people might like to, you know, collect them all and have the latest one, you know, wear the latest fashion of WBAI T-shirt or B-Square. And that would help having a nice, affordable premium to get pledges for.
Okay. I'll simply point out that that's what we did many years ago when we had all of that stuff. Time has been called.
But we don't have it now.
Okay. If somebody wants to say something more, we need to extend again.
I move that we extend for 5 minutes. And I want to be on.
5 minutes? Is there any
information? Gerald McPherson is here.
I didn't hear who that was. What was that?
Daryl McPherson is here.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so the motion is to extend the time for this item by 5 minutes. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, it's extended by 5 minutes. Mr. Timekeeper, I have 1949.
I've got it.
Okay.
Okay,
who
I was interrupted by the end of the time and by somebody else taking the floor when I had the floor. You were saying that you guys used to have T-shirts, but we don't now have them. And I wanted to get a T-shirt recently, and I wasn't able to do it. And the old idea is a good idea, especially if we have nice graphics. We have something appealing that people will want. And this will address the Bertol's complaint of not having fresh premiums, because we can always change the design whenever we want to freshen it.
I've suggested that enough times that I don't even bother suggesting it anymore because nobody does it. Okay, anybody else have anything else? Any comments, any questions?
Sue Stack.
Who's this?
This is Sue Cohen Johnson.
Sue. Okay. Sue, anybody else for Stack want to be on this?
Was that on the table?
No,
I'm going for. We're setting up a Stack. So we have Sue. Anybody else? Okay, hearing nobody else. Sue, you have the floor.
Wait, what is it?
I was. I became a membership director of KPFK in about 1985, and I've been with them one way or another ever since. And when PRA had their phone room in KPFK's studio, when they first offered that all-encompassing premium thank you gift, it really sold like gangbusters. And then they started asking for not enough money for it. And that was one reason it was a problem. And as Alan Markman said, you impoverish yourself when you don't ask for enough money. And now everybody's thinking they have to ask for $25 as a membership for any of the stations. And we used to pitch it as $50 as the standard. If you're a student, low income, senior, whatever, $25 is the minimum, but $50 is the standard. And a thank you gift, and you can vote and all that stuff. And yeah, let's not impoverish ourselves. That's all.
Okay.
Bertol on Stack.
Okay, we have Bertol. Who else? Anybody else want to be on Stack? Hearing none. Bertol, go ahead.
Okay, so that was at Sue Goodwin?
Sue Cohen Johnson of KPFK.
KPFK, okay. So that was an excellent point. I could not have put it better myself. And that's what I wanted to talk about. The T-shirt, I'm not against the T-shirt. We want to do T-shirt. Is very good for marketing. They don't make money. You make maybe $5, $10 net on a T-shirt. That's not going to take you anywhere. Sue Johnson just mentioned this. We have been reducing of value by offering premium for less and then offering more premium, you know, and I agree with that 100%. The other thing is I want to add to that is when WBAI, when we were making money, making $1 million drive 10 years ago, our average premium averaged between 125, and I was arguing strongly that our premium should average about $150. Now, 10 years later, with inflation and everything else, all these bills coming up, and then we're still offering premium for $50, $75. It's probably, I can't look at the average, it's probably the same as the same 125. Our premium should be averaging $250. Again, facts. KPFK, that's doing really well. I mean, better than the rest of the network and BAI. They're not selling more premium than WBAI. Their average premium, the average donation is a lot higher than the average we are getting. And so it is important to keep things in perspective. Let me finish my sentence. It's important to keep things in perspective. The T-shirts and all of these things are for marketing. They're not really for making money. We're not going to sell money making. You know, our premium should be $250, $200 on an average. And thank you for Sue Johnson, for all the things that you did for us and for bringing this up.
Okay. Time has been called. If anybody else wants to say more, they're going to have to make a motion to extend. I'll note that the next item is the general manager's report. So if we don't hear anybody wanting to extend, we'll go to the general manager's report. And that's what we're doing. Okay, Berthold, you have the floor again. Berthold? General manager's report. Berthold? Berthold, are you there?
And I really hope he includes
yes.
the report
as the
view.
Go ahead.
Oh, so you didn't hear anything I was talking about for Sue Johnson?
No, we heard that part.
Oh,
but then you
yes,
stopped,
I said,
okay, then we're going to the general manager's report. So now you can start. Go ahead.
Okay, all right, thank you. So basically, thank you all for sending that report that I sent last week. This is basically the only thing that's important here right now. I hope everyone has it and is looking at it. So basically, that was my report. My report is very simple. WBI owes $69,000 to about 4 months to four Times Square. We owe about $60,000 to ACD Call Center. That's about 8 months. We owe $29,000, that's about 5 months, to 388 Atlantic Avenue. This is basically the difference between BAI now and anything else you might, any BAI you might have known before. We're always delinquent and not up to date in essential service. You know, some years we paid half, some years we paid the whole, some years we only paid 4 months of essential service. But we always paid, all of our other bills, like all of our regular operational bills. We paid all of them, and we like up to date. You know, the only thing that we're probably struggling with are premiums. So this is extremely important. This is like a red flag. So I just wanted to bring up the Pacifica has to come up with $120,000. To pay for health benefits, or we are going to lose the health premium. I receive a letter, just like the union members, and that's a big thing. There's one entity in the network that is very most likely not going to make payroll this coming July 31st, and it's not BAI. But it doesn't matter. If we do not make payroll, then the executive director is going to not get paid first, and then it's going to be the general managers, and then the managers, and then if still there's not enough, it's going to be the union workers, and I had to notify the union workers because they already knew to make sure that they knew, the union employees knew this might be coming, which is very grave. We received a very stern letter. We received a very stern letter from the union. Okay. The national office also has a lot of other bills, such as liability insurance, that are in jeopardy. So I wanted to bring all these things from the national office in a local report, because these are all related. You know, whereas they might have issue with that we're not being able to pay, sometimes the national office might step up and lend us some money. That cannot happen at all. As a matter of fact, the jeopardy now is at the national office. And we have
can you talk about can you talk longer and slower?
Okay, hold on.
Am I the only one that's not understanding most of what you're saying?
Hold. Okay, everybody come to order, please. Bertold Reimers is giving this report. Please let him give this report and don't interrupt. Thank you. Bertold, go ahead.
Talk slower and louder, please.
I'm bringing these things up because, the whole network is in jeopardy. It is an existential crisis. So WBI can not only think about its bill that we have to step up to keep up with, but we also have to think about how we can even raise money to pay more, to pay central service, more central or any central service to support the national office. These are times of crisis. There are other entities also in trouble. So that is important for the finance committee to understand. We have raised close to $100,000 in public service announcement. I'm a little disappointed that I didn't have the full report for this committee, but I will send it. I had to do a lot of research because what's happening is with the Department of Health, they've been paying us, but they send the money directly electronically to BAI. And it just shows up as money coming in. So therefore, you know, we put that as this in the support. So I'm going to have to take some of that out. And they send us a report. I have to go to the bank statements and look at the payment that came from the Department of Health. So we are close to, we're definitely very, 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 very close to 80,000, about 100,000. We have to send some more invoice to them and the Department of Transportation. That's an average of 10,000 a month. That is okay. That's good. That's not good enough. We need to generate $10,000 a month in PSAs and underwriting. That would be equal to $360,000 a year, which is more or less what we're getting from CPB. So we need to replace that amount. That's what we need to do. ACB call center, fund drop average going down. So if we had raised that $100,000 and we kept the average that we've kept for the first 18 months since April 2021, we would be doing well. We would not have these 69,000 owing to from Times Square and 60,000 to the call center. And so again, it's premium that I was pushing hard about the national fund drive and generating premium. The ACB call center is putting pressure. They want to sign contract. They want to demand that WBI give them at least $7,000 a month. Their bill is $6,500 a month. So they're asking us to pay the current bill every month plus add another $500 to the bill so that they can start paying arrear. That's kind of, you might think that's very pushy, but if you think about it, it's very generous of them because $500 a month, so going towards 60,000, it's going to take 12 months, 120 months to pay the arrear back. But I want something different. I want
a contract where we can actually pay the current bill and then pay more. But the current bill, I want to reduce it by having the phone line ring at BAI and then get it answered there for the first two or three rings, and then jump into the call center. That will reduce phone drive. We already know that we can set up screens that are simple. Our simple Matt Mazza has screens that we set up for him. Chris Lepidus has set up for him where he can just go and type in the premiums and they go in automatically as if the call center was taking them. So we can set up screens like that in there for a volunteer to come in and take those calls. And that's what we want to do. Working very closely with Grayson, Jake, Glenn, to get this thing going, and Fusion, our third party phone administrator, and Verizon, and hopefully the call center. So once we get a contract signed with the call center, to that effect, we can do that. Hopefully we'll reduce the ACD phone calls from 6,500 a month to maybe 500. We know exactly when we have the phone drive pitch. So Linda and I will have to be more thoughtful and then have a whole month plan and then schedule volunteer and have ourselves go to the station and take turn to answer the phone. So that is a plan to reduce that $60,000 call center bill. I heard about Great Plains. Everybody thinks they know something. It's like people are making suggestions. They have software and all of that stuff. Let me be positive. QuickBook is just another software like Great Plains. QuickBook is a lower level software. Great Plains is a high end accounting software. Great Plains should already have embedded in its system the ability to pull in all information from all bank accounts without any effort, just like I do every day, every second with QuickBook. All I have to do is turn it on and click on update, and it pulls in every single new financial transaction from Chase and from PayPal. So please stop it, people. Like, the Great Plains should be able to do that. You know, if there is not the effort or the knowledge to do this, I had interns from college that worked with me that just did it like within a week or two. So that's what should be done. Second, I support having the same bank. I do not support having Bank of America, because Bank of America is a big problem. To import that information from Bank of America into QuickBook, I had to go to a lot of gymnastics. I had to do it manually and then create stuff and then import to load. Whereas off in Chase, you just set up the link and it comes in automatically and it goes into the account. So I strongly suggest that they consider the bank other than Bank of America, unless Bank of America upgraded their system. It's been 5 years since I checked. National Fund Drive, I already talked about that. And then I wanted to address Matt Cafe. A successful event at the Cafe Matt is $600. That cannot do anything for us. We make that in like 20 minutes when we pitch if we have something good. I am done with my report.
Okay.
Our call goes first.
Hi, Mr. Chair. Oh. It's Mario attending. I just tuned in about 10 minutes
ago. All right. Mario, please.
Mario
Mastrandrea, along with everybody else. Okay.
And I'd like to be on the stack, please.
No, you come to order. Jesus Christ. Mario, stop. Everybody else, stop. All right. Treasury gets to ask the questions first. First of all, I agree with you, Bertold, about the idea that we now need to do this. We need to raise the amount of the premium, of the average donation to become a member. If you look at the inflation that we've had, this $25 thing, we used to have $50 back in the late 20th century. And then the new bylaws came about in 2003, and they said $25. Well, if you look at what $25 was in 2003, and you look at what inflation does, what is equivalent to $25 today, it's already nearly $50 anyway. So if we made it $50, we wouldn't be jacking it up all that much. We'd just be trying to keep a, you know, not fall back as badly as we have been doing. And so, yeah, I let's see, you also said, let's see, where is it here? Okay, you're also talking about the health premiums, and you're getting letters about this. Is it the health premium people sending out letters? Berthold?
Are you asking
Berthold?
Me about the I'm sorry. Are you sending 20 for?
Berthold, are you hearing me?
Yeah. Maybe I misunderstood. The health company, the company that provides health,
yeah,
has sent letters that notifying us that our health benefits might be terminated soon for non-payment.
Okay, so that
and
is, so
that
they,
is
yeah. Are you done?
That's, yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought you said. That's a serious thing. We actually had that happen one time, except at that time it was a case of the general manager back in those days simply decided to save money by not paying the health premiums, and everybody's health care went away. But, yeah, that would be a big thing, especially if it's going to be all of Pacifica. So, wowee. All right. That is a big deal. All right, let's take a stack. I
James,
heard
please.
Daryl. Who else?
Mario.
James.
And I hear Mario. I have Daryl, James Sagerton, Mario. Who else?
Serene Roberts.
Is here, but
I hear Serene Roberts. Anybody
anonymous.
Else?
Anonymous.
Okay, anonymous. Anybody else?
I heard Michael White. Yes.
Michael White here?
Yes.
Here, Michael White, you're here?
Yeah, I don't need to be on the stack, but I'm here.
Oh, okay. Is Carolyn McIntyre here?
I think Carolyn McIntyre is here. Hang on a second.
All right, and I heard Serene Roberts, you're here.
And this is Matt.
Here.
Hello? Matt?
Okay, Matt Mazza, you're here. I have that. Is Jim Dingman here?
No.
And Carolyn McIntyre, are you here?
Here.
Ah, okay. And Serene Roberts, you're here, right?
Yeah.
Serene Roberts, you're here?
I am.
Okay. All right. So those people are, in fact, here. And, all right, so we have a stack here. First, Daryl McPherson, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Oh, thank you, Chair, for taking the call. One, if you look at the demographics of WBAI, raising the membership isn't going to help you very much. What you need to do is inspire people. And one way to inspire people is to let them know exactly what's going on, if it's possible, at least on the half hour, if not the hour. So if you need $100,000 yesterday, you need to, every time you ask for money, rather than making it amorphous and making it boring, you need to say, if at any time, 4 Times Square could terminate your connection to WBAI for those who are older and only use the radio. Suggestion is, A, share programming with people you know, and B, send as much money as you can or find people who are willing to send money into the station in the context that we really need to resolve this $100,000 now. That way, people would understand the emergency of your situation, and rather than the quote-unquote usual emergency, would be prompted, especially if they're tied to the radio, to donate the money that they need in order to maintain what they want.
Okay. All right. Next is James Sagerman.
Can you want me to answer to that?
Dad.
Bertold, you want to answer that?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Absolutely agree. Has to be well planned. I actually am strongly suggesting that a letter be designed. A letter be designed to go to the to all the newsletters and the membership coming from the executive director, signed by all the five GM, the corporate council, and sent to the listenership. And then another second letter be sent to major donors, but sent separately, breaking down all of very clearly the outstanding bill, and then breaking down the problem, and then to be followed up by a call from top management, GM or whomever, to those major donors asking them for big money. The argument against that is, well, you're always crying wolf, and now the wolf is at the door. First of all, that is not true. We cry wolf when there's wolf. We just always come up with interesting ways, miraculous ways, miraculous listeners and effort by producers and everybody else in the world to get us over the hump.
I just
now we have a big wolf because miraculous ways of getting that done may not credit. That's all.
Okay, now James Sagerton.
Thank you, Chair. It was before my time, but I understand that when we got Great Plains, it was very expensive, and then we had to update it at some point, which was also very expensive. I don't know when the last update was offhand, but I don't think it's been done lately, so I'm not positive that Great Plains has that ability to talk to QuickBooks or, be compatible with QuickBooks. It's just something, it's a question that I have to look into it. Thanks.
We updated only
okay,
a couple
correct,
of years
correction,
ago.
Correction, our ball. I'm
Go
not
ahead.
Talking about QuickBooks to Great Plains. I'm talking about from the bank to Great Plains. I just wanted to make it clear of that.
Okay. Okay, next is Mario, go ahead.
Yeah.
Mario Mastrandrea.
Okay. I tuned in just at the time that Bertol was talking about how much it cost at the call center. And then immediately I got a solution, and it should be implemented immediately. I don't think so, but it should be. And that is, so we have a model of management of an arrears model. We'll just keep going as far as we can go, and then we go into arrears, and then there's some sort of payment, and people will allow it because they say, well, it's a million-dollar company, so I could always put a lien or whatever, so I'll give them some credit. And so this is how we're going. So now they want $500 a month to pay back the back debt. So then here's what I thought of. And I never thought about it before, but it should be implemented immediately. You pay that $500 a month, but you fire the call center. You don't use them anymore. You hire two people, three people, and you pay them a salary, and they're employees of the station, they're covered by whatever of the station of liabilities, you check them out, you make sure they're good people, and they take the calls. T-Mobile has cell phones that are $15 a month, unlimited, with a voicemail. You buy four or five of them, and you have four or five numbers, and you figure out how one number can go and distribute those five calls, and those people are employees of WBI. They come to the center, but you do fundraising only 2 weeks out of the month, and you pay these people a two-week salary. You pay these people a two-week salary, and it will be at least half of that $7,000 a month, right? You pay them a salary. Now you could use them for other things. The call center, they're at a place. You can't use them to do other things. You hire two employees for that money, and they answer phone calls during a two-week period of raising money. That should be enough. But I know what the excuse is. No, no, no. We raise money all month, you know, and we get money all throughout the month. We can't do fundraising 2 weeks anymore. All right, so you keep paying $7,000 to a call center, people that cannot be repurposed for anything else at the station. So immediately, you get four cell phones, you hire two or three people, they work 2 weeks out of the month. They'll gladly take your money, and they take the pledges. And then that'll be at least half of the cost of this $7,000. They get paid, you'll spend $2,000-$3,000. Now you tell me how that is following your fiduciary duty. You have an emergency, you have this one particular subject where you're, I almost want to say, for lack of a better term, but it might be the term, you're lavishly spending money at $7,000 when you can cut it in half immediately by hiring two employees, three cell phones that cost $15 a month, so on. All right, so you get the picture? This should happen immediately. Immediately.
Sue has an answer.
Yes, you should let me answer.
Sue?
Yeah, go ahead. It's going to be excuses, but go ahead.
All right, Mario, let him answer you then, okay?
Sue has an answer.
Okay, Berthold is going. Okay, Sue can get on the stack if she wants to. Berthold can answer now.
Yes, I'm answering right now. So, Mario, that's a great idea to hire some part-time people so that they can come to the station on a regular basis. The idea of having a two-week fund drive as opposed to having it every day is a terrible idea.
Okay.
We have just proven that it does not work. We do not have premium. We cannot be pitching 7-8 hours of fund drives a day, because we are going to make the same amount of money that if we did 2 hours in that day, because we're having issues generating premium. Now, if your idea had to it also to find a way to get premium generated so that we can do the 2 week fund drive, then that would make sense.
No, otherwise, I said keep the status quo.
No, you cannot say anything. I didn't say anything.
All right.
So that would make sense, because your idea would save $3,500 a month, and it would generate a loss of, let's say we make 3,000 a day, 7 hours a day, and then we stop. We don't do it for the rest of the month. So we do half. We would be making half of 75,000. We would be losing like 40,000 in fund drive. So we do not need to buy phone system. I don't think you are listening, because we already have a phone system that Grayson and Jake, we installing. There will be five lines available for five people to answer the phone, and the phone are going to ring at WBAI. And after two or three rings, we have to decide. We can give me feedback. If no one answers it at BAI, they will be answered at the call center. So we are going to try to reduce the call center bill to almost zero. And we also know that Matt can testify to the fact that we have set up a screen that's very easily, you just go and type in name, address, credit card information and stuff like that, and it processes the pledge immediately. And so we can set that up for volunteers coming in so they don't have to have a pen to write credit card number, which is dangerous. So we have that already set up. But now the 200-2950 number has been ported or transferred to the call center, and we owe them money. So we need a legal contract with them agreeing to pay them back bills and also telling them that they have to transfer that 2950 number back to BAI. And so that's what we need to do first. And then after that, we need to get, we need to get the technicians who are going to cost us a good, like, $1,000 to set up the system at BAI so that we can take the 5 calls at BAI and then have them transfer to the call center. And so your idea is partly great, and I could adopt the whole thing if we could find ways to come up with premiums. We've been trying for 10 years, and we've not been getting too many new premiums. So I don't think that's a good model. But besides that, that's a great idea. That's part of what we're doing.
Okay. Next person on the stack, Serene Roberts. Go ahead.
Where am I on the stack, by the way?
Oh, the person who keeps interrupting?
Who's this?
Time.
I saw the stack a long time ago.
Well, I didn't catch you. I read out who it was. First of all, we have run out of time right now, so if somebody wants to go on, is there a motion to extend?
Motion to extend for 20 minutes.
I move to extend for 15 minutes.
All right. Serene Roberts had the floor. She said, you wanted how much?
I said 20 because the
20 minutes. Okay. So, Serene Roberts moves that we extend the time for this item by 20 minutes. Is there any objection to extending this for 20 minutes? Hearing none, it's extended for 20 minutes. Mr. Timekeeper, it is
8:23.
All right, Serene Roberts, go ahead.
Thanks. So, Rachel, I understand from, I've spoken to a number of people who made membership pledges just straight up $25, and a couple of people who, and one person who bought a ticket for the Afrobeat concert.
Louder,
through the website. And in each case, they were assessed an extra fee for processing that. Now, I know that when you make a pledge, you have the option of, you ask, do you want to cover the bank charges, which for a $25 pledge is like a dollar something, because when I did it, it was a dollar something. So I don't understand why people were getting substantially higher charges. Two of them did it through the phone, the call center. What's that about?
Okay, I would say that is a bad. Execution of answering a phone by the call center. As you said, that people should have the option to say that they're willing to donate a few extra dollars to cover the cost and stuff like that. But the way it's set up for the $25, it's not set up to automatically like a regular pledge to charge any processing fees. So if they just give $25, there should not be that. and that's an example of the call center not doing a good job. And then I've heard a lot of complaints about them, but it's very difficult to pressure them when we owe them $69,000.
Well, I'm sorry. We owe them money, and I remember you're saying at a meeting a few, maybe two, three meetings ago, that they were willing to hire. Somebody needs to mute.
All right, so, excuse me. Somebody, will people mute themselves somehow if they're not talking because we've got somebody scraping stuff over the phone? It's hard to hear each other. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so, a few meetings ago, you mentioned something about them being willing to hire someone to help us raise funds. Whatever happened with that?
Okay, great question. I personally never thought that was a totally viable situation. They thought that they knew much better than we did, and I did, and they were going to give them the rent, and they were going to generate a whole lot of money by reaching out and generating a bunch of BAI buddies. They triple what we have. What we're doing is just not enough. They were going to generate triple BAI buddies. And I never thought that was something that was feasible, but I collaborated because, people tend to say that, well, you're negative, you say this, I said, well, let's collaborate. So they are generating a campaign. You might have received one letter from them already where they said, help us help you. And then we send these things not only to the BAI listenership, but we also sent it to we're sending them to our membership in my newsletter. I also put their message in there. This is supposed to be a marketing expert who's going to generate a lot of enthusiasm, who's going to double or triple our BAI buddy. They're analyzing how that's working. And I thought while they were doing that, they were going to go on a hiatus and
hello, how are you?
And not worry about our bill for now. And because they thought they were going to generate enough money for us to be solvent so that we can have plenty of cash to pay them. So, well, I was pretty surprised that they came back 2 months later and were asking for money and a contract to say that we're going to pay them. So that's that, Ruben. I'm glad. Thank you for bringing that up. So that campaign is continuing. They're also creating 3 letters of follow-up for people who have pledged and haven't paid yet, or people who are no longer members. We're going to reach out to them. So we're going to see how that goes. I'm giving them full access, full collaboration, and see what happens.
Okay, I don't think it's realistic to think that just because they're trying to help us raise money, but they don't want the tens of thousands that we already owe them. I mean, they still have employees and a business to run. But okay.
Quick correction, Serene. What I said is that their understanding is they were going to generate so much money from us to speed up paying them back that money. So they thought that there was going to be a strong recovery and because they want to get paid and they want to continue to get paid. So they thought that they were going to generate strong responses. But there's not enough time for us to get that result, and then they didn't give it enough time, and then they demanded their money. I thought in the beginning they said they were going to just wait a few months, they're going to run that campaign, And then they will start billing us as we generate a lot of money. So I never thought that they would just not want their money.
Paul, can I get a question?
Hold on. Okay. Is the back and forth here between Serene Roberts and the general manager done?
Yeah.
No,
where am I on
that was,
the stack?
That was one question.
We'll get to a stack shortly here. I'm trying to determine if the person who has a stack at this moment is done. Right?
No, I asked one question. I have two more, and I will ask them together. One, but both are regard to premiums, actually. As you know, there's a show, we don't need to name it, for which I obtained some premiums, which were free of charge, and the producers arranged, agreed to offered, and are prepared to pay the cost of mailing. But it has been almost 2 months, and we have no clue what monies were raised on the show. We have no clue how many of the premiums were ordered. We have no clue how many of the premiums were sent. And I have written to you about that several times. My understanding about the process in general is that producers, the engineers can see what's coming in, but that in general, producers are not getting ongoing feedback about what is happening with their premiums. They don't know, many do not know what, if any, money they've raised. They don't know when premiums are fulfilled. They run into people on the street who say, I pledged for your show. And, you know, that's not a good look. And in this case, the premiums were picked up at no cost to the station, delivered to the station. We'll pay the postage. We just need better information. So I'm raising it here because I've raised it several times with you before, and we still have zilch by way of information. So you can respond to that. But I also have a motion that I'm going to send to the group right now. Then I'm going to read it. And it says, I need better glasses. It says, sorry, 1 second. One tiny second. Okay. The WBI LSB Finance Committee recommends to the LSB, that would be the WBI LSB, that it adopt the following motion. Whereas WBAI offers gifts or premiums as inducements for listener contributions, and whereas to maintain faith with donors and to remain in compliance with government regulations, the station must keep its promises, we urge the general manager to reserve 10% of every payment connected to a premium for purchase of such premiums. And I sent it to the finance list. The G group. I'm not allowed to say the word. Okay, just came back to me, so the rest of you should have it. The subject line is motion regarding premiums.
Yes,
maybe you can answer the first question.
It has, in fact, come in, and I see it. So if people will go to the mailing list, you'll see it. Okay, so that's a motion that's on the floor. And here's the deal. We have people on stack. We have right now we have Anon, and I've heard two anonymous, and we've had two other people who've piped up since then.
I'd like to be put back on the stack, Mario, please.
Well, let the other people who haven't gone yet go before you. So,
oh, of course, definitely.
So,
I said that ages ago.
Yeah, okay, so you're in, and there was somebody else. Was it Sue who wanted to be on the stack?
This is Jack.
Yes.
Sue,
yes.
Jack, you want to be in the stack too?
Yes, I just had a brief question rather than a motion.
Well, all right, we have a stack, so you're on a stack, and that's where that is for the moment. But right now there's a motion on the floor. Now, the way we can handle this efficiently, I think, is, Mr. Timekeeper, how much time do we have left, do you know?
9 more minutes.
9 minutes. We're not going to get through this. But we'll see how it goes. Okay, so we have this. It's a motion on the floor, and I guess what we do is the next person up on the stack gets to talk now. People can discuss this motion. They should discuss this motion. All right? So the next person we have is Anonymous.
I think I should – I'm up for waiting for my turn so that Serene can – so that, you know, you guys can do what you do when motions come up.
Yeah, that's gonna make it so that the stack may evaporate.
I'm okay. I will definitely stand strong with
– How do people feel about this? Do we want to just do the – put the stack on hold and then deal with this motion,
yeah, motion
and see what we do next. You want to do that way?
I thought
okay,
we should say what I have to say.
Well, no, no. Okay. So the motion is on the floor. And I think, Serene
Listen,
Roberts,
I don't
have
think
you
he's...
motivated this? Do you feel
yeah,
motivated?
I don't, think,
somehow.
I don't
Chair,
think it's fair for him to be ignoring her emails. So if this is how she gets an answer, then... You know?
Hold on a minute, folks. Serene Roberts, do you feel you have motivated this motion?
I think there's enough of an explanation within the
okay.
motion for why it's being
offered. All right. So what we're going to do is we have this other, we have the previous stack. We're going to set that aside for a minute. Does anybody want to speak to this motion? Do they need it reread? I'll read it. The motion is the WBII LSB Finance Committee recommends to the local station board that it adopt the following motion. Whereas WBII offers gifts or premiums as inducements for listener contributions, and whereas to maintain faith with donors and to remain in compliance with governmental regulations, the station must keep its promises. There should be a therefore. Let's put a therefore in there so it makes motion sense. Therefore, we urge the general manager to reserve 10% of every payment connected to a premium for purchase of such premium. Reserve 10% of every payment connected to a premium for purchase of such premiums. Okay, I guess I get it. All right. All right, that's the motion that's on the floor. Anybody want to debate this?
Yes,
All right, let's start a new stack. This is not the stack that we had before. This is a stack just for this particular motion. Who wants to debate it?
Mario. Yes, Jim.
Jim. Sue.
Sue wants to.
Mario.
I want to speak against it.
Eleanor.
I have De Palma and Mario and who else?
Eleanor,
Elizabeth Foreman, who else?
Jim Dingman.
Dingman, you're here, okay. Dingman's here. Anybody else? Okay, we'll go with the stack for discussing the premium. Just premium. The motion right now. First is Sue. Go ahead.
The thing is that usually it takes the following fund drive to have enough money to pay the vendors for the thank you gifts. So that's why they take so long. And I think we should tell that the truth. And you don't have to hire people in the phone room. You've got a bunch of willing volunteers and probably some trained from before. And you can't use cell phones because you have to go to VOIP at least. The banks require you to do that if you're going to take credit card numbers, and that's all for now.
Okay, next is Mario.
Okay, well, we're going to follow bank rules. We're going to be afraid of banks with everything else that's going on. We just take the pledges with the cell phone. The banks never required anything before. All right. Nobody fleeced it.
Chair.
Let me say it that way. So,
Mr. Chair,
what I don't understand is this motion.
Mr. Chair, hello.
No, why
don't
you let him speak? Yes. Okay. Is there a point of order or something?
Yes. Please direct people to speak to this motion and not to previous conversations. This motion is about premiums, not about the tally room that they're setting up. Which both Stephen was both.
Okay. Please, everyone, please try to address this motion that's on the floor to basically reserve 10% of every payment connected to a premium for the purchase of premiums. Okay, that's.
All
so
right.
Mario, please address that.
My little chastisement took longer to get out than my statement. Okay, so. What I don't understand about this motion is set aside 10% to purchase premiums. I thought 100% of the premium is to purchase the premium, and then the rest of the money goes to the station. So could somebody explain what she's saying? What do you mean? Are you saying, do I have this right, that 90% could be kept and use only 10% of total raised money to buy premiums?
If Mario's not a voting member, then don't bother explaining if everybody else understands so we can move on.
Okay, hold on. People get to talk here. All right, let me say this. The ratio is supposed to be 10 to 1. So if you have a $100 premium, it ought to cost only $10 to the station. That's how it's supposed to work. And that's how I believe this is supposed to be fitting in here. All right?
Got it. I'm clear. Okay.
Okay,
it.
Good. All right. Next is Jack DePalma.
Yeah, but Paul, that's not a standard. That's a goal. I believe the motion is wrong, and I won't vote for it if I'm a voting member, because basically the station is being limited on what they kind of do. I find the whole process of selling stuff this is not to the motion, of course. The whole process of selling stuff the station should get away from. And I believe what we were told previous at this meeting, which by Ms. Sue, I guess, the idea that these premiums are less expensive than they actually generate in terms of benefit to the radio station, from my experience, from what I've known for the last 20 years, is absolutely true. We should charge more money, and 5% might be a better number than 10%. Green Roberts, because the truth is, we don't really make money on T-shirts and premiums that we lower the cost on, as Ms. Sue said. And the third point, and the most important point of all, is that the radio station already does that. they actually have to have money on hand to pay salary, and, of course, health care is a very important thing. It's only in the most extreme cases where they weren't able to pay salary and health care that they didn't provide premiums, at least as far as I could tell. And every time they sold a premium, they always took the money that they had to buy the premium, as far as I could tell. But unfortunately, the whole model of being Home Shopping Network Pacific Radio is broken. I know she was talking about a specific show and specific premiums for a specific person that they generated specifically, but that doesn't really make the radio station happy anymore because it's not enough, as Ms. Sue said. I think Sue said it. Thank you, Sue. You just pointed out why it doesn't. It's a broken model, as is pointed out, that we raise money by selling stuff. Just the whole idea stinks of like trying to micromanage the general manager and using the LSB to do it. I don't tell the general manager what to do with the station's money. I just give money. Thank you, and I don't want anything in return.
All right. Next is Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman.
I think this motion makes perfect sense for obvious reasons. And if people think that we should have to charge, you were saying 10 to 1. I think you meant 9 to 1, 10%. Would be 9 to 1, not 10 to 1, our fault. But if we wanted it to be to charge, not charge is the wrong word, to have higher amounts for premiums and
have the cost of the premium a smaller percentage, that would be fine. But if it's at this moment a 9-to-1, then reserving 10% so that you're not waiting for the next fund drive to pay for the premiums of this one would definitely be advantageous in getting the premiums out quickly and stopping complaints of people who aren't getting what they've been promised, which threatens us legally. So I'm all for this motion.
So, Bertold, point of personal privilege.
Well, Bertold, hold on. Bertold, you want to get on the stack?
I want to just ask a question.
Bertold, please get on the stack.
It's going to protest.
Let's do this in an orderly way.
Bertold,
please get on the stack. I've put you on the stack. We have Jim Dingman, then we'll have you. Please be on the stack, Bertold. Okay.
And Serene, please.
All right, so let's get Jim Dingman in here. Jim Dingman, you're next. Go ahead.
All right, am I coming in okay?
We hear you.
All right. Look, obviously, it's not a bad idea on the face of it. The problem is that it flies in the face of everything all of us know as to the finances of the station for the past several decades. You're not asking.
We're not talking about the last several decades. Can you focus?
Could someone please silence the extraneous noise? Thank you. The problem is that the vagaries of the money coming in are so back and forth. I mean, we've got a situation now with 4 months behind in Tower, 7 months behind in paying allegiance, 7 months behind in the rent. And that's not due to the question of the premiums going on time. That's one factor. The factor that is most important is our low market share in the metro market. That is the main problem. And so
I'm sorry, Jim, but somebody has to mute themselves. I can't hear you. Thank you. Sorry.
Yeah, who the hell's making all that noise? All right. Anyway,
all right, it's muted. Go ahead.
All right. The main problem is, as we know, the lack of resources in general. And what we're constantly $30,000 or whatever amount of money a month behind in the amount of money we have to pay. It's been like this for quite a long time. And that's not just due to the question of sending the premiums out. And I should say that a lot of us on this phone call have actually practically gone in the back room there and handled the premium problems. Some people have never, ever done that who are on this phone call. And when we've done that, we've discovered that our listener members are very forgiving. I'd say 95% of them are very forgiving. And yes, they don't – and this problem not receiving the premiums on time, this goes back, you know, decades. There's constantly a repetition of that. And why? Because the rent comes first. The salaries come first. There's a whole bunch of must-pay bills that come first. And unfortunately, the premiums tend to go down the slide there as to priorities because we lack the money. So the main problem to solve is how we can generate enough money monthly so we don't have this problem. Because, yes, we should pay for the premiums on time so we can send them out on time. But since we don't make an aggregate amount of money that's large enough to cover all sorts of costs, that is the main problem. And so
39 minutes.
I hear the spirit of this, but I think it's impractical given the realities of how the operation works. Thank you.
Okay, Bertold, you're next.
39 minutes till the end of the meeting. 38 minutes till the end of the meeting.
Okay, you're not the timekeeper. What? Jeffrey Stern. Bertold, go ahead.
Where do I start? First of all, that is more than micromanagement. That's serious. Second, are you saying that around, let's say, the 25th of the month, I have to, let's assume $9,000 come out of this motion. I have to take that $9,000 out of making payroll and not make payroll and take that $9,000 and pay the premium. So you're telling me how to prioritize my bills.
No, it's just they're just urging you. Urging is the word. So don't worry. You won't be held accountable.
Well, there's no need to urge.
This is, please let Berthold speak. Let's not interrupt each other.
Yeah. Third, the producers and everybody else, the operations staff is on can see the pledges coming in like 3-4 different ways. I also just sent an email to campaign where anybody can just look. It's open. There's no password. You can look around on any date by premium to see what premiums have been processed. Fourth, I usually collaborate with Serena or whomever it is. It's just this one fell to the crack, and I think this was a little bit disingenuous. Selfish. This motion. Fourth, Linda, when she has time, she goes in and monitors the air. She can do that 24/7, and she actually used to call or text the producers or the board app to let them know as pledges are coming in. That is obviously something that's not feasible. And fourth, I did ask the webmaster to look for that to specific premium so that he can just let us know how many of them have been pledged for. And anybody can look for that in the system, but it's easier for us to do. So I don't see any reason for any of this micromanagement. If you want to say I dropped the ball on this specific one, probably yes. Very much likely, yes, I dropped the ball. And then that is it. This is like a waste of time. Even if I was demanded to do this, I would not do it because it's not practical. It is just due to lack of staff. And
green for the staff.
This is a mistake. This is an issue that is not really an issue.
Okay,
whoever that is, will you stop interrupting people?
Yeah, well, okay.
Finish up. Go ahead.
Finally, we have two people who go to the station every Friday to process premium. And they do a pretty good job answering all phone calls. They are really good at pushing me and Linda and the webmaster to get information and stuff like that. Do things fall to the crack? Yes, they fall to the crack. Done.
Mario to the stack after Serena.
Okay. All right, Mario. Anybody who has spoken on this.
Can we stop taking people on the stack and can we just vote on it so I can have a turn so we can get over with the motion?
Excuse me. Who is this?
This is Anonymous who gave up
my
turn.
Okay, Anonymous, quit interrupting everything.
Can you quit taking people for the stack and just vote on it so that we can go back to the other stack?
No, the committee. The committee is considering a motion. Please come to order. And, okay, so, Mario, anybody else who hasn't spoken on this issue yet, please let me know. Anybody want to speak on this who hasn't spoken on it yet? No. Okay, Mario, go ahead.
Okay.
You just skipped Serene.
Excuse me, Anonymous.
You just skipped Serene, man, and you're letting Mario talk again.
Serene already said she spoke on it. That's why I asked anybody who hasn't. Anybody who hasn't spoken on this yet?
No, I asked for the floor. I asked to
speak
after Berthold.
Go ahead,
and Maria has, in fact, already spoken on this issue. She was, I think,
one?
The first speaker.
Well, Serene spoke 15 minutes.
Oh, you were on it, Mario. Okay, pardon me. Has anybody,
Mario, behave.
Has anybody else not spoken on this who wants to speak on this? If not, we'll go to Serene Roberts. Go ahead, Serene Roberts.
Okay.
I'm after Serene, Chair.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Not only did I not speak for 15 minutes, but I don't think I spoke on the issue. I said the motion
is
self-explanatory. Okay, so to with regard to a comment that Sue made, WDI doesn't do, you know, 2 or 3 week fund drives anymore. We are perpetually in fund drive. We do 4 or 5 hours a day. So it's not as though we have a fall and a spring and a summer and a winter. We're always in fund drive. So it's not a matter of waiting, you know, for the next. I also think, frankly, that if we are not going to send people premiums in a reasonable amount of time, we should stop offering premiums and be honest with folks and say, we're asking you to support the station to the best of your ability. We can't promise to send you something, or if we do, we're not promising that you'll have it within the 6 to 8 weeks or whatever the last promise was. We need to be honest. There are actually, I think it's the Federal Trade Commission that actually has rules about how this is done. If you say you're going to do something, you need to do that thing. It is not reasonable to say to people, I have this book, I have this video, I have this whatever it is that can transform your life, that will make you healthier. I've had people call in crying because they have relatives who are sick or they themselves are ill, and they've been waiting and waiting and waiting for this magic. And I say, well, I don't mean that disparagingly. I understand it's magic if it's going to save your life. Okay, if you believe it's going to save your life. It's not fair. It is also not legal to promise something and then do whatever it is you do with the money. And I understand that we have bills to pay. And I understand we have a small overworked staff that is being paid under the market rate anyway. I get all of that. But you can't make a promise that you cannot fulfill, and you can't continue to do it. And you can't say, oh, this person loves me, they'll never make a federal complaint. That's an abuse. It is not micromanagement to say that if, in fact, you make a promise to someone as an inducement for a donation, you must keep that promise. So that is not micromanagement. That's asking for ethical behavior. And yes, people are conflating what Sue said about the cost of premiums and the cost of promotions, which both all said. Basically, it's promotion. It's advertising. You walk down the street with a BAI bag. It's advertising. Some people may want to pay $100 for that bag. But if you've told someone that what they're getting for their $50 is this book, you've got to send the book in a reasonable period of time. That's all this motion says. Be honorable. If you don't mean it, don't say it. That's it.
Okay. The chair is going to put himself on the stack at this point in time.
Can you hear me?
Mario was next.
I had to change phones off, Paul.
Crap. Okay, Mario, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair.
Then it's me. Go ahead, Mario.
Okay. Now, this was confirmed. I asked the question that I'm about to state at least 3 times to Mr. Berthold in past meetings, and it was confirmed of what is the procedure and the choices and the model of this whole premium thing at the station and for quite some time. And that is this. The motion is honorable because what it's doing is trying to dial it back following the bylaws, which says no premium should be over $100. But, okay. So
that,
I
Mario,
asked Mr. Berthold, I said, what is the procedure? His last time he actually got frustrated. He said, I told you many times. And that is this. The pledges come in for said premium. If 20 people order the skin thing by Linda's, what's her name? The one who's hosting that particular pledge tape that gets looped. If 20 people pledge, the money's there for 20 premiums. And I asked, how are the premiums purchased? Are they donated to the station? The answer is no. The premiums are purchased as needed. So that money is supposed to be allocated
based on the customer and the member pledging the money, and those 20 people paid, and that money is supposed to go to paying the vendor whatever they're charging the station, whether it's 50%, 90%, the station marks it up how many they see fit to mark it up. So I found this out from talking to the chair, the owner of Boku Foods a long time ago, and how much. Because my sister bought a premium for her son who had cancer, and she never got it. So I contend what's going on is that we have a model that's – and I never said that if you do a two-week pledge drive that – you do solely pledging for 2 weeks. I never said that. I said you do what you're doing now, but do it only for 2 weeks. That would cut down this thing. But you seem to have a plan. Looks like you're going to implement that. That might work to cut down the cost. But the pledge story is going to continue. And the model is I contend, based on what Mr. Berthold admitted, that Mr. Berthold picks and chooses and takes money and reallocates that money. And what Serene is trying to do is right the ship.
Right.
And someone said before that Berthold is not going to have a problem with this. He's going to have a problem. It's already done. And so you need to stop immediately taking people's pledges and poor people on top of that. When it's already been allocated. And let me tell you something.
No, 9:30.
They're trying to do something when they pitch these premiums where they go, while supplies last. They're lying because the model is to take what's pledged and you purchase the premium from the said vendor, and then it gets sent to the station. So the processing at the station is to take something that's been already paid for and send it to that person. So I don't know what's going on. Mr. Berthold should actually be dismissed. And some people have allocated fraud, possible fraud.
All right, Mario.
Okay.
You're starting to get into personnel issues. You can't do that.
Okay.
Mr. Timekeeper, I think our time went up a while ago, didn't it?
Well, because you had it separate. You had no time on this, all right?
No. This is the general manager's report.
What about the motion? You said you would do the motion. Okay, fine.
That's a part of the general manager's report. So we're okay, over time here.
Over time, yes. But okay.
I have
all right.
A motion to extend.
How long?
12 minutes. I know there were two people on staff, and there's you, and I have a point of personal purpose.
12 minutes?
Yeah, there were two people on the staff before we took the motion.
No. Okay.
That time is being taken care of.
12 minutes, period. You wanna make it 12 minutes because I'm going next.
Right.
All right. So, and then
right.
we, you know, if depending how things go, we may or may not get to the other stack that we never finished.
That's not cool, man.
Oh, it's cool, man. It's Robert's Rules of Order, man. Live with it. Okay. So the motion is to extend the time for this item by 12 minutes. Is there any objection to that?
I just want to know if he's going to do a report back about SOBs.
Whoa, is there any objection to this motion? This is not debatable.
Can you hear me? I object. This is Jack.
Okay, Jack objects to the extension for all those minutes. Okay. Let's see.
And I can't make
a
motion for you guys.
We're
going to
go to a vote.
Remember.
Here we are. We're going to go to a vote, and I wish people would stop shouting out.
12 minutes for what?
Over to goddamn meeting.
Is there an offer?
12. Okay, 12 minutes.
Alternative extension?
All right.
No,
this is a this motion requires a. There's a motion on the floor, and we're voting.
Dude.
So the motion is to extend this by 12 minutes.
Point of information.
What? All right. I hear nothing. Okay. Jack DePalma, how do you vote?
This is Serene with a point of information.
too late. We're voting now. You can't keep dilatory like this. Jim Dingman.
All right.
They're running the meeting.
Serene Roberts, please come to order. Everybody else come to order, too. I have Jack DePalma. No. I have Jim Dingman. What do you vote?
No.
Bruce Grief.
Yes.
Hey, let's not do that either, okay, folks? Noel Jameson. Noel Jameson, welcome back. R. Paul Martin, I'll say no. Carolyn McIntyre. Carolyn McIntyre, come back. Daryl McPherson.
Yes.
Ellie Murphy.
Yes.
Berthold Reimers. Berthold Reimers. I'll come back. Serene Roberts.
Yes.
James Sagerton.
No.
Jeffrey Stern.
No.
Neil Voss.
Abstain.
Michael D.D. White. I'll come back. M.K. Williams.
No.
Okay, going back up here. Noel Jameson.
No.
Carolyn McIntyre. Last call, Carolyn McIntyre. Yeah, I don't hear a vote. Berthold Reimers. Berthold Reimers, last call. I don't hear a vote. Michael D.D. White. Michael D.D. White, last call.
Berthold Reimers, no.
Who's this?
Berthold, no.
Berthold. Let's see, where, okay. Berthold Reimers is a no. Okay. Now, Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman is not a member, but she's an ex officio member because she's from the LSB. So you get to vote. How do you vote?
I vote for it.
You vote yes. Okay. So the final tally is 5-4, 8 against, 1 abstention. The motion to extend the time for this item fails. Okay, 5-8-1. All right, that's that.
Okay.
That ends that particular item.
Okay.
And so the next item that we have is set next meeting date.
Yo, what about yo?
Yo, it vaporized. The other stack vaporized when the entire thing went.
Yes, but we have
to vote on the motion. Sorry, we have to vote on the motion. Okay, motion voting time. I think there's going to be objection to the motion itself. One second, folks, as I type this in. Okay. But
I don't know why people get territorial over when it's their turn to talk, man. Yikes.
Ah, yikes. Okay, so this is the motion. I'll read it again so we all know what we're going on.
Paul, want to say something? My phone is dying.
No, nobody says anything now. We're done with that. We are voting on this motion when I find it. The motion is, the WBAI LSB Finance Committee recommends to the LSB that it adopt the following motion. Whereas WBAI offers gifts or premiums as inducements for listener contributions, and whereas to maintain faith with donors and to remain in compliance with governmental regulations, the station must keep its promises, therefore, we urge the general manager to reserve 10% of every payment connected to a premium for purchase of such premiums. Okay. Please answer up when you hear your name. Jim Jack DePalma.
No.
Jim Dingman. Jim
no.
Dingman. I'll come back. Bruce Grief.
No.
I'm saying.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Dingman
no.
was a no.
Paul, no.
Okay. Bruce Grief is an abstention, right?
Yeah.
Don't Noel Jamison.
No.
R. Paul Martin, no. Carolyn McIntyre. Daryl McPherson.
No.
Ellie Murphy.
Yes.
Berthold Reimers.
No.
Serene Roberts.
Absolutely. Let's do the legal.
James Sagerton. James Sagerton.
No. No.
Jeffrey Stern.
No.
Neil Voss.
Abstain.
Michael D.D. White. Michael D.D. White. M.K. Williams.
No.
No.
Okay, going back to the top up here. Carolyn McIntyre. Carolyn McIntyre, final call. No reply. Michael D.D. White. Michael D.D. White, final call. No reply. Going down. Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman, as an ex officio, how do you vote?
I vote for keeping it legal.
Yes, no, or abstain, please.
I believe that's a yes.
Okay. All right. 3-4-9 against, 2 abstentions. Motion fails. The next item is now set next meeting date. Okay.
Bruce, in the sack.
Hold on a second. Give me a chance. All right. Let me look at this thing here. All right. Today is July 19th. What we could do is, if we keep going the week after the LSB meeting, that would be August 16th. So I'll make a motion.
No, that's month after, not week after.
Week after the LSB meeting.
Oh, sorry.
So I'll make
sorry.
A motion that we meet on
yes,
August 16th. Okay.
I have a question, a point of information.
Yes, Serene Roberts.
When is the budget, when is the draft budget due to the LSB?
The draft budget should be showing up soon, but it isn't.
No, no, when is it due to the LSB is what I'm asking.
When is it due? I believe, let me look at a calendar here. I'm not going to look up the whole thing because I do have the timeline, but I'm not looking it up. I think the LSB is supposed to vote on it by July 31st, but there is – Bertold, do you have an FY24 draft budget for everybody?
Not yet.
No. So we don't have one. I think this is going to be a time when it's going to go into the future again. All right.
Could we meet in 2 weeks?
So you want to meet in on August 2nd? That's still past the deadline for the LSB.
Right, if, but it's ahead of August 19th or whatever other date.
16th, yes. That would be sooner, but we have no guarantee that we're going to have anything by then. By yeah. Anyway, are you making an amendment?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
15 minutes to read the amendment, and everybody will vote no.
All right. So, you like to disrupt meetings, don't you, Anonymous?
I'm sorry, but man, I'm
no, you're not sorry. You're having a good time.
Down.
Please come to order. So, Serene Roberts, you want to make it August 2nd, right?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
August 2nd. Okay, so we have a main motion to make it August 16th, and there's an amendment to make it August 2nd. Anybody want to debate any of this, the amendment, the main motion? Anybody want to debate this?
Yes, Mario.
Sure, I'd like to.
Okay, let's do a stack. Mario, and anybody else want to debate this?
James.
I'd like to speak to it. Can you hear me?
Oh, come on.
You want to? Okay, we'll let you put you in there.
That was me.
Okay, we have so far Serene Roberts, Mario, Mastrandria, James Sagerton. Anybody else want to debate this, understanding this? We may go over time. Anybody else want to be on the stack?
I do.
Okay, anybody else? Hearing none, that's what we have right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, Allie.
Okay. I'll put me on the stack after that, too, so we'll never get to it, but the hell with it. All right, so that's what we have right here. And Serene Roberts, go ahead. You have the floor.
So the new fiscal year begins on October 1st, and you know that last year's, I think WBI's budget for the fiscal year that we're in was approved yet. But I think what happened is that maybe three or four of the eight just have been sent from the National Finance Committee to the PNB, maybe, I don't know. But the process, you know, one of the responsibilities or powers, depending on how you want to look at it, is both of the LSB is to approve the annual budget, and that actually hasn't been done in probably a decade or more. The LSB usually passes on giving an opinion on the budget, leaving it to the National Finance Committee to make changes and recommendations to the PNB. I think that the LSB should do its duty and really examine the budget. And in order for that to happen, it means that this committee should begin looking at a draft budget. We know the National Finance Committee is not going to look favorably upon another negative budget, deficit budget is the term, I believe. But the sooner we start doing what needs to be done locally, the better off we will be in terms of having a budget that the local board actually takes a look at this year. So that's why I urge us to meet in 2 weeks.
Okay, next is Mario.
Well, I basically support what she said. Sooner would be better. On considering the finances of the station. And the 16th, it's Madonna's birthday, and it's the day Elvis died.
Okay.
All right,
James Sagerton.
It's a little bit of a joke.
James Sagerton, you're next.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. Yeah, there's difficulty with the budgets, our legion, not least of which are failures with Great Plains, not having a CFO to assist in this process. WBAI has had its budgets and its business management operations being handled by the national office for a long time. We haven't had a business manager in years. Berthold is pretty good at coming up with a budget despite all of that. But this time around, the national office has said that they're taking a leading role in creating budgets for the new fiscal year. They have promised that they will do it before the beginning of the fiscal year. We'll see where that goes. But I want to caution everyone on this committee and the LSB as well when we get there. It's election season. You're going to see a lot of good governance sounding motions coming up that are really just so people can say, well, you voted against this when it was a good idea. Or if you vote for it, they'll say, yay, look what we did. So it's a lose-lose situation for rational people who want to improve the operations and get the work done. That's all. Thank you.
Okay, next person is Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman.
I'll
defer to the next couple people.
Okay. There's no deferment. Either you speak now or you're not, may not get a chance.
I'll risk it.
Okay. Next after that is Allie Murphy.
I will pass. Thank you.
And next after that is me. Let me say this. We have a long history of these meetings. These meetings have been going on for more than 19 years at this point. One of the things we have learned is that having a meeting with only 2 weeks' notice generally tends to make it so you don't make your quorum. Now, if we do decide we're going to meet on August 2nd, that's going to mean we have to make quorum by 7:30. Okay, so I just want people to understand that. We also don't have any guarantee that we're going to have a budget to discuss. So we could just end up rehashing all of tonight's stuff all over again and not have a budget. So I would say, you know, and people complain about, oh, it hasn't been done in years the right way. Some of the people complaining about that were part of the group that made it so it didn't happen in some of those years. But this is life. I'm going to vote against the amendment, and I'm going to vote for August 16th because we know we can do something by then. We may actually have a budget by then to discuss, and that would help things out, I think. Okay. Mr. Timekeeper, how do you have us on time? I think our 5 minutes is up quite a while ago.
Our five minutes is up five minutes ago.
All right, unless somebody wants to make a motion to extend the time for the motion and the amendment, we're going to go to a vote.
We only have 5 minutes left.
Yeah, I know, for the whole meeting. All right,
yeah.
So hearing no motion to extend the time, the main motion is to meet August 16th. There is an amendment to meet on August 2nd. There is objection to meeting August 2nd, so let's go to a vote on this, and 1 second here, and we'll put in 8-2. Okay, this is the amendment, and this amendment, if it passes, means we meet next on August 2nd. Please answer up when you hear your name. Jack DePalma.
No.
Jim Dingman. Jim Dingman. I'll come back. Bruce Grief.
No.
Noel Jameson.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. No. Carolyn McIntyre. Carolyn McIntyre. I'll come back. Daryl McPherson.
No.
Allie Murphy.
I will abstain. Okay.
Bertold Reimers.
I'll abstain, but I cannot make the second.
So you can't be, okay. Serene Roberts.
Yes.
James Sagerton.
No.
Jeffrey Stern.
No.
Neil Voss.
Abstain.
Michael D.D. White. Michael D.D. White. M.K. Williams.
No.
Okay, going back. Jim Dingman. Jim Dingman, final call. No reply. Carolyn McIntyre. Carolyn McIntyre. Final call. No reply. Michael D.D. White. Michael D.D. White. Final call. No reply. And we'll put in Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman.
Four. Yes.
That's a yes. Okay. Final tally. 3-4, 7 against, 3 abstentions. So the amendment fails. Okay.
Explain stuff to me after this meeting. Can anybody explain stuff to me?
Okay,
after this
we're
going to
now vote on the main motion, folks. The motion is to meet on August 16th. Is there any objection to that?
Mm-hmm.
No objection. Hearing no objection, it's passed without objection. So the next meeting date is set for August 16th. Okay, the next item is new business. Anybody got any new business in the next couple of minutes?
Yes.
Okay, Bertold, is that you?
Yeah.
Okay, Bertold, what's your new business?
Because he has made a statement, a liable statement accusing me, I am moving that this committee remove Mario Mastrandio from this committee immediately.
I didn't say, I said possible.
How the fuck you come up with possible?
Bertold, if we use language like that, we're going to just be fighting. It's not going to be good. Let's watch our language, not because it's so offensive, because of how it gets emotional. All right, Bertold, do you really want to bring this motion right now?
Absolutely. I want him removed right now. This is not the first time he has made.
Wait a minute. Removed from what? He's not a member. He's not a member, Bertold. He's not a member.
I want him banned from this call.
Okay. I don't know that we have the ability to do that. We can expel members, but we can't. I don't know that we can. I think you have to bring that up at the LSB meeting. Because
so I can't. So then, what else is left is legal procedures against him.
Well, if you want to do that,
and then against the and against this committee for allowing him to do these things.
Senior attorney Bertold. You can certainly bring any lawsuit you please against anyone, but we can't. We have no means of banning somebody from attending the committee meeting, and he's not a member, so we can't make him not a member. Okay,
our ball, it's now time for the end of the meeting. The meeting's over.
Mr. Chair, may I say something?
All right.
To that
no.
Thing?
No. Okay, time. The timekeeper is just called time.
All right, great.
Unless somebody wants to make a motion to extend, the time of this meeting, we're going to adjourn. Is there a motion to extend the time?
Move to
extend. I move that we adjourn.
Yes.
Move to extend.
Okay, Serene Roberts wants to extend the time for the meeting. How much?
Move to extend for 6 minutes. I have
6 minutes. Serene Roberts has a motion on the floor to extend the time for this meeting by 6 minutes. So this is not debatable. Is there any objection to that motion?
I object again.
Okay. It's a motion. Everybody wants to yell. Okay, folks, here we go. We're going to go and do this in a civilized manner. And 6 minutes. Okay, the motion is to extend the time of this item by this meeting by 6 minutes. Please. Okay, somebody else is trying to talk over me. That doesn't work. Please don't do that. The motion is to extend the time by 6 minutes. Please answer up when you hear your name. Jack DePalma.
No.
Jim Dingman. Bruce Grief.
Yes.
Noel Jameson.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, no. Carolyn McIntyre, I'll come back. Daryl McPherson.
Yes.
Allie Murphy.
Yes.
Bertold Reimers. I'll come back. Serene Roberts.
Yes.
James Sagerton.
No.
Jeffrey Stern. I'll come back. Neil Voss.
Abstain.
Michael D.D. White. Michael D.D. White? I'll come back. M.K. Williams.
No.
Okay, going back. Jim Dingman.
Jim what Dingman, do you mean vote on Paul?
How do you vote?
On what issue?
To extend the time for the meeting by 6 minutes.
No.
Okay, Carolyn McIntyre. Carolyn McIntyre, final call. They'll reply. Berthold Reimers. Berthold Reimers, final call.
Yes. Yes.
Jeffrey Stern. Jeffrey Stern, final call. No reply. Michael D.D. White. Michael D.D. White, final call. No reply. And Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman.
Yes.
The tally is 7-4, 5 against, 1 abstention. Requires a 2/3. 7-5 is not a 2/3. The motion fails.
The motion fails.
This meeting is adjourned. Thank you all. Thank you, Otis, for helping us with this whole thing.
I have a motion on the floor. Is that it supposed to be voted on?
We just voted. The motion to extend failed.
No. My motion is just.
I told you there's no motion you can make. He's not a member.
That's a public meeting.
Well, I disagree.
Okay, Berthold, this meeting is over. Okay? Good night, everyone.
Good night.